Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lore Boys here.
Oh no.
Hey.
Ethan, you even cut me off with your burps now.
I'm just burping. It's a bodily function, Jamie. Come on.
It's uncontrollable.
I can't help it.
Don't shame him.
I have a note from my doctor.
Okay.
I got a burp whenever we do a podcast.
I got a note.
Got okay, a burp.
Give that to Lore Boys HR and we'll carry
it. Yeah,
we'll
file that away.
Yeah.
With Jamie, who is also HR.
Yes. Screamer, please file that away. Thank
you.
Yeah. Meow, 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 meow.
So I'm James Miller. I'm joined here with
Peter O'Donohue.
And
I'm Ethan.
What happened to Fastidious Greg? Where'd he go?
He's out and about, probably cleaning something.
He's cleaning, yeah.
Okay.
He's around.
I think he's cleaning your apartment right now.
Oh, yeah,
since we don't record
there.
It's
your turn in the rotation.
Yeah, Lord knows it needs it.
since we don't record there anymore, I'm assuming it's mostly husky hair.
Every apartment does need an effete man named Greg.
Yeah. It's mostly husky hair. I've been off for the last 3 days, so it's a little better than it would usually be. But
oh, yeah.
It's... yeah, it's hairy.
You got
it's
that hairy. Second dog there,
it's
too,
hairy.
Eh?
Yeah. I do have another dog right now. Yeah. His owner was in a car accident on his way back from Toronto to Montreal. And everyone's okay, though.
Why did he do that?
Why did he? I don't know, man.
Why do you want to be so dramatic? He could have just said he wasn't picking up the dog last night.
I know.
Instead of wrecking his car.
He told me at 1:30 a.m. when we were supposed to meet around 7 p.m. So there's a lot of opportunities for him to tell me, but that's fine.
I guess the car wreck just took precedent over letting you know what was going on.
Some people are so selfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Vince listens, and I hope you're okay and everything is fine.
You had already said he was okay earlier, so I thought it was totally fine to make fun of him.
Yeah. I don't mind. Having Atlas around is no extra trouble. I got one dog, so another dog is fine.
Yeah.
Two dogs is just double the dogs.
Yeah.
Double the dogs, double the fun.
It's like having two kids. Just as easy as having no kids.
Yeah.
I'll say. This man, he's never had children.
My stepbrother's got 3 kids, and he seems pretty fucking miserable.
I think that's a product of your stepbrother being your stepbrother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people in my WoW guild have kids, and they don't sound excited when they wake up from a nap or need something from them or all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you can't play WoW and have a kid. Playing WoW is like having a kid.
Yeah.
It's like a full-time commitment.
Yeah, you got to spend you got to spend at least, 6 hours a week with your kid to make sure he doesn't turn out fucked up.
Yeah. Instead of feeding them, you have to farm your consumables.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways,
what are we talking about
WoW. We'll see if you guys can guess, I guess.
Okay.
I love
that all the listeners know that we're listening to what we're talking about, but we don't know.
Okay, you guys can guess before.
We sound like idiots now.
So what are we doing? Irony. What are we doing?
Looney Tunes B-Ball on the SNES.
That's a good game.
That's a good game.
It's better than a 2K series, I'll give it that.
Math Muncher.
I played Math Blaster.
Was what we had on our Upper Canada District School Board PCs.
My mom worked for the school board, so I had it at home too, dude.
Fucking bastard.
Oh, dude.
He had that and Storybook Weaver, dude. It was not
Storybook Weaver. I had Millie's Math House and Sammy's Science House.
God
Millie's
damn,
Meth
dude.
Lab.
Millie's Meth Lab.
Millie's Meth House. I had the Geology Magic School Bus game and the dinosaur one. And Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Are we doing Donkey Kong? Have we ever done? We haven't done Donkey Kong.
No,
we
have not done Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong adjacent stuff, I guess. But
are we doing ukulele?
We've done Mario.
Okay, I guess you could call Mario adjacent to Donkey Kong.
They're in the same universe.
They both started in the same game.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess
before that messy divorce.
No. So the year is 1976.
Pong.
A game. This is not the game we're covering, but it's the precursor. A game called Blockade was released.
Okay.
Consisted of 2 players playing as a block. And moving
and
on
raid.
A screen, and as it moved, it would leave a wall behind it. And there's 1 player and 2 player, and they move around, and they have to avoid their own walls.
That sounds like Tron.
It sounds a lot like Tron, and I thought you might say that.
Yeah.
But Tron wasn't out in 1976, now, was it?
Jamie, I have No idea.
I have no idea either.
I have no idea. Tron could have been invented in 1901, for all I know.
No, it's got to be an 80s thing with all the music and the flashy lights.
Judging by the effects, if it was made in 1901, I'd believe it.
So it's not Tron. Do you know any other games that are
competitive? Snake, it sounds like.
It's Snake. So we're doing Snake today.
Oh, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Snake! Metal Gear Solid was our most popular episode, as Jamie always says on air. So.
And our second most popular is Pac-Man, which is an old game on an arcade. So
okay.
I'm trying to find...
We're hitting the SEO.
Yeah, exactly.
Hitting that SEO hard.
I didn't think I'd get Snake, because the Blockade sounds like two-player Snake Versus.
Yeah, it was two-player Snake Versus, and you couldn't play alone, because if you played alone, whoever wasn't holding the second controller, it would just, like, crash into a wall immediately.
Is it an arcade game?
Yeah. Sorry?
Is it an arcade game?
I don't know. I couldn't find what it was actually played on, but it's played on something back then.
76, I don't... Did they have...
Computers, probably.
I am fascinated.
They didn't have home computers. They would have had, like personal, like they would have had like Ataris or something, because like when you bought, you could buy Pong,
yeah,
and it was like a dedicated Pong machine.
It was a table,
yeah. No, it plugged into your TV, yeah. But it was like, that was like, you didn't have cartridges and you couldn't swap out the games or anything. Yeah. It was like, you put your Pong thing down, you grab your Pong controllers, you play Pong.
I think the the Atari 2600, I think, was out in the 70s. Like,
could be.
In the mid to late 70s.
Yeah, it could be.
I am fascinated to find out what you learned about Snake that you thought you wanted to put into an episode.
Whole lot, actually. There's, like, there's a B story, even.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
There's a Snake true ending.
Our story begins with Ouroboros.
So I've been playing a lot of WoW and playing a lot of Hollow Knight, so there's not a lot of games I'm super passionate about right now, so I just kind of started Googling old games, and then I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. So
that's wacky.
That's where we are, yeah. So fast forward 21 years from the 1976 thing. What year is it?
1997.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. And,
math lore.
It's 1997.
Who invented numbers?
And Snake was born.
Pythagoras.
Einstein.
It's not our boy Solid Snake, but Snake the game was born. Do you know what the platform that Snake first came out on?
1996? The Nokia cell phone.
Yes.
I did know that.
I did
Snake.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So Snake was popularized and like made basically through Nokia, and it was based on the game Blockade from 1976.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So our B story is actually Nokia. They're kind of the success of Snake parallels the success of Nokia as a company.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Was it Nokia that invented Bluetooth? No, it was Sony that invented Bluetooth, right?
Ooh, that I don't know.
A fun fact about Bluetooth is it's named after the king of Sweden, Harald Bluetooth.
Someone told me that recently.
Is that a fact?
That's true, yeah.
I've heard that last week.
Yeah, when you play Civ 5, you can play as Bluetooth.
Really?
King Bluetooth.
Does he have to stay within 35 feet of his units?
It's a very small kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. Disconnected.
Just a yard.
And I'm sorry if it's not Sweden. It might be like Norway. It's one of those northern European countries.
To become a citizen, you have to press a spot behind the king's elbow and a spot behind your elbow at the same time. Yeah.
And you gotta wait. And then you leave, and then you turn off your elbow, and you turn it back on, and it doesn't pair, and you're like, I can't figure out why, and it's not showing up in your list anymore. You're like, I want to be king again, damn it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so...
Scan for available citizenship.
Snake was first out in 1997 on the Nokia 6110. 6110. How would you say that? 6110, 6110, 6110?
Yeah, the 6110, probably, if it was a phone.
I would say 6110, thank you.
Or the 6110?
The Nokia 6110. Yeah. Probably with that cadence.
Okay. Well, it's the first system to have Snake on it. And it was one of the best-selling phones of all time, they say.
Is this the classic Nokia phone that you think of? The little kind of round blue one that's
a lot of them
indestructible?
Yeah, a lot of them look just like that. Okay. Most of the models are like some... Like, it's very boxy. Looks like you could whip it at a wall and it'd be fine.
Yeah. One of those, like, they're practically fireproof Nokia phones, basically.
In 1997, how many million units do you think it sold?
130.
Cool.
That was really close. 126.
Holy shit. I'm just on fire with the guesses tonight.
That is so many. That is so many more than I would have guessed phones sold in 1997.
Yep.
I feel like I may have fallen asleep to a YouTube video about this, and I have like all these implanted snake-related memories. Because those are two really... Like, I don't know how I guessed that.
You're being Manchurian candidated, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Somebody planned on you assassinating the CEO of Nokia at some point and just implanted all these facts so you get in with his group. Yeah. The numbers Mason, what do they mean?
You guys...
The snake Mason, what is he eating?
Have you guys played Snake? Like,
oh, yeah.
What's absolutely. Your experience?
I played Snake on a Nokia.
On a Nokia?
Sure. As a kid, my aunt had one. And yeah. I remember going to the cottage and being like, I want to play Snake on your phone.
Yeah. I never played Snake on a Nokia. My dad had a flip phone that had it on there, and nice. I had it on my TI-83 scientific calculator in high school.
Nice.
Not to flex, but I have a TI-84.
Whatever.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. On you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Oh my god, yeah. Wow.
Well, it's so big and impressive.
It's heavy,
right?
Yeah. Oh. My sister has mine.
Why'd you put 58,008 on there?
No reason.
He lifted upside down.
It's for a thing.
It says boobs.
Oh, shut up, it doesn't.
No dirty words on our podcast, guys.
Yeah, what the fuck, Jamie?
Jesus.
Yeah. So 126,000 million phones. That's a big difference.
Pretty big difference.
Yeah. In 1997, this is like probably the majority of phones that are out there at this point, right? Like, I can't remember in 1997 my parents having a cell phone.
In 1997, I guarantee that was like the most common phone on the planet, because 126 million.
Well, that's what I mean. I would have guessed 100. Like, I would have believed you if you said 126 million phones were sold total in 1997.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, because you were like, oh, one of the most popular phones ever. And I was about to say, market share wise, obviously,
because
I bet you every year Apple fucking decimates that number.
Oh yeah, 126 million. It's way more.
That's it.
Or even the
market share
more
wise.
Popular.
Yeah.
Which and I'm sure you're right, because I'm sure 126 million phones is a crazy amount of phones.
Yeah.
For 1997.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my parents definitely in 1997 did not have cell phones.
I didn't have a cell phone then, and I've had a cell phone ever since I had a cell phone.
I remember you getting a Motorola Crazer or Razor.
I got the AIDS edition.
Was it red?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think that's what it was marketed
as. Bono told me it was the AIDS edition. It's to be an aid to people or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it was helping.
The whole South Park thing. Jared Fogle.
Oh, yeah.
Motorola just came out with their folding touchscreen Crazer, and they have like a retro mode where you can turn the touchscreen into just looking like the phone used to.
Oh yeah.
it's got like a folding plastic screen in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that phone looked like you could skip it across a lake. Like,
I guarantee you could.
Yeah, the Crazer, yeah.
I think my mom had a Motorola for like 12 years.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Damn. I had flip phones right up till when I was like 22. I really liked flip phones because if I broke them, they were super easy to replace, and I was breaking phones left and right.
Yeah, I had a flip phone, even in CGIP.
My phone right now, if you can see the camera, it is completely shattered.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my phone's all cracked to heck too.
Yeah,
it's like my girlfriend.
I got mugged,
who,
so.
Like in. Oh really?
Hey, not really. I was like in Spain at 4 a.m. leaving the club, walking around with my phone out because I had maps on. Some guy ran up, asked me something in Spanish. I said, what? And then he yoinked my phone and ran away. Oh. And I chased after him, and he threw my phone to the side when he realized I was chasing him.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
In the 3.5 years my girlfriend and I have been together, she has gone through over 10 phones.
No.
So I got, I got some spares from my grandparents, and... to like psych her out
just clone her SIM card, she's gonna lose it by next week.
Yeah, exactly.
she has a smartphone now, but they gave me a smartphone and a flip phone that they had
to present the flip phone first kind
and
of
I had
thing.
Told her I was exactly I was yeah. like I told her like yeah, you got a new phone here, my grandparents dropped it off, blah blah blah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she gets home with her smashed up phone that is like half black screen, green going up the middle so you can't even do anything, and like risking glass splinters on it.
Yeah.
And I hand her the flip phone, and she was like, no. And then I kept it over there as like a drug dealer burner.
Nice.
You know.
Just in case
I need to get desperate at some point.
Lore boys might need a side hustle.
Yep. Yeah. Well, if she were to get a Nokia, it probably wouldn't be broken because those things are sturdy.
She would
as
lose it though.
Book.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's there, the meme.
It's lost or destroyed is her history of phones.
That's the meme. Yeah.
Well, if she wants to play Snake 2, that would come out on the Nokia 3310.
Wait, they actually made a sequel to Snake?
Snake 2. Oh, they made more than one sequel. We're just getting started.
How do you improve on Snake 1, though?
Well, let me tell you. Snake 2.
It's a pretty feature-complete game, I gotta say.
So Snake 1, it really looked like you could almost look at like a boxy grid, and it's like one box moving from... Mm-hmm. Like box to box, and as your square picks up another square, you'll become a little bit longer, right?
That's it. Yeah. It looks like the tail doesn't move when you grab a new block.
Yeah.
The tail just like stays in place.
You get one section longer, and it gets harder because you have to avoid yourself. Because as we all know, if snakes touch their tails, they die.
Yeah. And in the
just like people.
Oh yeah.
In the original Snake, if you hit a wall, you would die, and also it just looked like a box. Snake 2 gave Snake an actual snake-like form. It looked like a real snake.
Okay, I don't think I've ever played Snake 2.
Well,
didn't have the money. I couldn't afford Snake 2.
You would have had to have a Nokia 3310, because that's where it was featured.
Okay,
so.
that was the Snake 2.
Phone platform exclusives.
Yeah. They added bonuses you could pick up while playing, so not just only little eggs, I guess things that gave you extra points. Or what do you think Snake is eating, actually? I just said eggs.
Snakes that eat eggs. I know that. Yeah.
I'd guess pebbles.
Rocks.
There's some snakes that eat rocks, too.
Oh, okay. Because the Motorola Pebble was the competition with the Nokia phone. Yeah.
It was Nokia being like, oh, hey, these phones are so shit, they might as well be snake food.
Yep.
Which is the lowest form of food, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a very common saying.
Not
too weird. Shit, that might as well be snake food, man.
Snakes are at the bottom of the food pyramid, I'll have you know.
Yep. There's danger ropes.
Don't eat them.
I do not mean to say food chain. I did mean to say food pyramid.
Food pyramid.
The bottom.
Only 1 to 2 snakes per week.
You really don't need a full snake a day.
No, you're really
too much snake.
Need your grains, your protein.
Your snakes.
That's just really, just the pro snake meat lobbies in Washington want you to eat more than 2 snakes a week.
Yeah, exactly.
You really don't need
it. Oh, the snake lobby is huge.
Yeah, snake lobby is ridiculous.
You need your Pop-Tart ravioli, your kettle of fish.
Exactly.
All those things.
Well, think about the fact that they got snake as an exclusive on multiple Motorola phones. That lobby is ridiculously powerful.
Yeah.
Think about it.
At least 126 million strong. So Snake 2 gave Snake an actual snake-like form, so it looks like a snake instead of just a black cylinder. There's a playing field on the board, so you can like maybe see a bush somewhere or something.
Is this in color now? Because I know the original Snake is monochrome.
No, it's not. Yeah. Okay. Not.
But does he have two cute little dot eyes?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I didn't look up Snake 2.
More snake-like.
I looked up a few of them. I looked up Snake 3. I looked up some other ones, but I didn't look up Snake 2. Huh.
If Snake 2 had to have a subtitle, what do you think it would be?
The Snakening.
The Snakening? Okay.
So it's like rounded head kind of thing, and then like a body that's all still in black now, rather than just like the square.
Yeah. Still, the pixels are big enough that you can see them, but they kind of get that round effect, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Snake 2.
I think I would say bigger, longer.
Bigger, longer. Nice. Snake 2.
Uncut.
Empire Snakes Back. I don't know. Yeah. So this is what it looks like. And then also they added another mode that had mazes in it. So much like Pac-Man or something like that, there's an actual... track to it. It wasn't just a blank screen. You had to avoid walls that were in the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I've never played that.
No?
No. Never in my life.
We're really advancing the black line on cell phone game by adding more black lines.
More black lines.
Yeah. At this point, it's still super popular. It's close to the original enough that people are really into it. And
you don't want to change too much. Those gamers will rise up.
Exactly.
Change too much about Snake between Snake and Snake 2. And then stop being about the snake, man. It's all about the DLC.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about the eggs this time around, man. Like, developers just focus on the eggs and stop fucking worrying about the... What do eggs stand for? Women. Am I right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Good, gamers rise up.
This is supposed to be a video game, I thought.
I don't need my Snake video games to have 2-hour cutscenes, you know?
No, yeah.
Your phone battery wouldn't even last that long.
In 1996, your phone battery would last a while.
Yeah,
a lot longer than today.
Oh, take that, Apple.
It's the in-between where in the 80s, your phone battery would microwave your brain for a solid 40 minutes. And
your phone battery was a suitcase.
Then in the 90s, you had to put coal into the back of your phone to make it run.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to oil.
And you always get those steam burns.
Yeah. I hate whenever you're getting a call and then you have to pull the rip cord over and over to pick it up.
It's so much louder than the actual speaker. You can't hear a thing.
Uh, Yeah, so Snake became super important. Like, we all know it. Most people, like, you can talk to one of your grandparents and they might even know it because it's so popular.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Ethan's definitely, because they had it on their phone.
I said my aunt.
Oh.
That's like a grandparent, but instead
younger.
Of, yeah, but younger, like, it's one of my grandparents' kids. You know?
Yeah.
Like, kind of like that,
it's grandparent,
I guess.
Adjacent.
Yeah. You could say. Yeah. You could definitely say.
Yeah.
It's the Mario to Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong had a baby, and it was Mario.
Okay, so your grandma is Donkey Kong. And
yeah, my dad is Luigi. Or my mom is Luigi? I can't remember anymore.
This is dumb. I'm losing the plot. Which one of your dads is Luigi? Yeah.
So if you own a Nokia 1600 or 1600, as Ethan would call it,
that is how I would say it. Yes.
Yeah, you'd remember Snake Xenzia. It's X-E-N-Z-I-A.
Xenzia.
Xenzia.
Yeah.
Xenzia.
Which was similar to Snake 2, but is meant for monochrome displays. So okay. I looked up the definition of monochrome because I wasn't quite sure what that meant.
Black and white.
Yeah, it's a legacy computer display system that only displays one or two colors with several shades.
Okay, so it could be like magenta. Mm-hmm. It could be Pokemon Fire Red, mm-hmm. or Pokemon Blue.
Well,
sorry, not Fire Red. That's the specific thing.
Yeah, Fire Red's full color, like Red or Blue.
Pokemon Red or
exactly.
Blue.
Yeah,
if you toss those in the Game Boy Color, every city was thematically one color and black.
Yeah,
okay. I gotta say, I've been a hashtag gamer girl for.
Why'd you make the hashtag with your fingers?
Don't question it too much.
For emphasis.
That was for you guys. The viewers at home can't see the hashtags I make with my fingers, so let's keep it between us. I've been a hashtag gamer girl for a couple years now, and I just learned, like, the other week that Pokemon Fire Red was, like, not just people calling Pokemon Red a weird name.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that they actually remade the game.
It was a GBA sequel.
Yeah.
Well, like, it was a remake with more Pokemon and new locations.
It's supposed to be a great way to enter into the series if you've never played them before, because it has all the old stuff, which some of the new stuff, right?
It has new Pokemon that you can get on these islands, but it is straight up the same plot as, like, Red and Blue.
Oh, cool.
It's the same game.
Yeah.
Then they added, I think, 6 or 7 islands that you can go to afterwards and catch Pokemon from Gold and Silver.
Nice.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we should do a Pokemon episode one of these days.
It's the other day. I watched Detective Pikachu, and I was like, man, I can't believe
that.
Hollis
has
a
YouTube
Pokemon
channel
yet.
About it. I'm sure he'd be happy to talk about it. Yeah.
I wanted to do, like, the creation trio and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because I've loved Pokemon. I don't like Pokemon anymore, but I've used to love it for, like, I think 5 or 6 generations straight. I played all of them.
Yeah. Mm. And Snake backwards is Ekans, which is a Pokemon.
Which is a Pokemon.
But we're talking about Snake.
So. Muck backwards.
Come.
Oh, gosh. You guys said it.
Yeah. Mewtwo backwards.
Is
Outwem.
Vagina.
Outwem?
I mean.
Blastoise backwards is Esiot.
Always fresh at Tim Hortons is Haserf Siolas, not Romit.
Some things just never leave you, huh?
Nope. Police officers, Recifo Isolop.
That's it.
Oh, there's a bunch of those. So the monochrome display
was Xenzia.
Yeah, Snake Xenzia. It's basically it's Snake, but, like, now there's two colors. You can put, like, a border around the snake, so it looks like it has. I don't know.
It's like line work on a cartoon, basically.
Yeah.
One color is Zen, the other color is Zia.
Oh, yes.
That's why they call it that.
Yes, exactly. How did you know? That was my next point.
The beginner palette. The primary colors, Zen and Zia.
So, like, the first real improvement in graphics came with a game called Snake X.
Sick.
Yeah, so we're getting edgy now.
Where is Nokia from?
Sweden.
Okay.
From Bluetooth.
Just like Bluetooth.
Okay, so maybe...
just like King Bluetooth.
So maybe Nokia did invent... Bluetooth then, and they named it after a famous king of Sweden.
I didn't
would
do
make
the
sense,
research,
right?
On that one.
That would make sense.
It's just because, like, Snake EX is a very, like, Japanese way of naming something.
Yeah,
it'd be like Snake EX Trigger or some shit like that.
Yeah, it kept all the, like, key features of Snake 2, but had improved graphics.
Nice.
So now you have a top-down view of a green snake eating bugs, and while you navigate it around.
Okay, so there you go. They finally canonized what the dots are.
Yep, they're bugs.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah, please,
I looked
up
who invented Bluetooth because I had to settle this. And I'll let you guys guess if he's Japanese or if he's Swedish. Jop Harsten.
It's Japanese, obviously.
It's Swedish, the way you said that.
Jop Jarsten.
Jop Jarsten.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Swedish.
Okay.
Yep, so we got Snake X now. You're now an actual snake with colors, and you're eating bugs.
Oh, but, sorry. It was Ericsson, the company, that invented it.
Oh!
And Ericsson was bought out by Sony.
Oh,
Sony
okay,
Ericsson.
Yeah. So yeah, like, I know Sony owns the proprietary rights to Bluetooth.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And I was like, I don't know how that works if Nokia invented it.
And Spider-Man.
Oh.
They can do a lot of stuff with both
the
of
video
those.
Games.
Yeah. Oh, the video games, yeah.
Yeah.
Disney owns the movie character.
Jeez, how do we...
No, does Fox still? I don't know.
Fox got bought by Disney.
Oh, that's right.
RIP, the free market.
Dabs.
Oh, and in Snake X, you could even see the mouth of the snake opening to eat the bugs.
No
now.
Way! Wow.
This is technology.
Did they add sound effects?
Someone's going to add that mod now.
Oh yeah, the snake EX modding community is still very active.
Yes, exactly.
Stop! I'm full. Stop! I'm full. I can't walk. Please stop.
And his tail just getting longer and longer and longer. Yeah, little known fact: if you beat all of Snake, he just takes a very long and satisfying shit.
Oh, good.
And then it restarts. Then it restarts at level one again.
Oh, good. The snake actually becomes so dense that the earth itself collapses around it.
Yeah.
As Ouroboros predicted.
Yeah, exactly. Time resets itself, and that's canonically how you play a new game.
I watched someone beat Snake today, actually. I wanted to see it happen.
Was it AGDQ?
No, it was like, there's no...
AGDQ. Yeah. You couldn't really speedrun it, because... Oh, no, I guess it wouldn't always be the same. It would be... Fully RNG, though, because it depends where the pebbles spawn.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I even called them pebbles there without thinking.
Bugs.
Eggs spawn, excuse me.
No, they're bugs.
Oh, they're bugs.
According to Snake X, they're bugs.
Okay.
If you live by the Snake X canon.
Snake X is apocryphal, though. It's basically a fan game.
You know
point.
I live by the Snake X code, my dude.
Yeah.
Ride or die.
So, yeah.
Eat bug or die, my dude.
Snake X is basically the peak of Snake. This is the best Snake ever got, and it starts to go downhill from here.
This is ultimate Snake.
Because of some decisions that Nokia made.
I love how a game so simple as Snake, companies still figured out a way to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Nokia felt that they were, like, getting a hold onto gaming and stuff because they had Snake.
Yeah, we've got one video game.
Yeah.
And we're good. Saw that the Game Boy Advance was coming out and
is
doing
this a
well.
Taco phone?
Yes, it is. You know this.
No fucking way.
Peter, you did fucking research that.
I can't remember what that. I can't remember what this fucking thing's called. Oh, it's the N-Gage.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This thing's so stupid.
You shock me whenever I think I've found something new. You always know
it. Are you ready, Peter?
It's time
to kill Jaap Harston.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Activate code word taco phone.
Yeah, so how would you spell N-Gage?
Jamie, I need to step out.
N-Gage.
Yeah, and dash gauge, if you're...
I don't know why I know that, but...
Well, it's Nokia, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. And you want to engage with gaming.
Oh, see, yeah.
This thing I'm familiar with, because I remember watching, like, some fucking top 10 of, like, the world's shittiest consoles. So you've got, like, the Jaguar and...
Yeah.
And then the N-Gage as well. Like, I've never seen one in real life.
The Ouya.
So I looked it up.
Oh, yeah, rip.
The N-Gage was a smartphone... Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. Combining features of a mobile phone and a handheld game system.
And a hard shell taco.
Yeah. Developed by Nokia. Announced on the 4th of November 2002 and released on the 7th of October 2003.
I've seen people try and use this thing. I think the speakers are in like the long part of the taco shell.
Yes.
You like hold it to the side of your head.
I guess let me explain why they call it a taco shell, because we said that a lot of times. It's probably not clear. It looks like if you were to hold your normal smartphone sideways, but it's kind of like. Tapered a little bit, so when you hold it sideways, like if you're looking at a screen first, it's the shape of a taco shell.
It's like a flat. It's like seeing a dome in profile.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a
crescent. It's a half circle.
It's a half circle.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was picturing the fold of a taco. I was like, what are we talking about here?
No. If you looked at a taco perfectly from the side, and you couldn't see the
perfect silhouette of a taco.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not as curved as like a half of a circle. It's more like angular a little bit. So it kind of looks like an angular taco shell. But the reason that they call it that is that, this, like Peter said, the speakers were on the side and the mic was on the side. So you know how you hold your smartphone with the screen facing your ear? You don't hold it that way for the Nokia phone. You hold it like like this, as if you had like the volume buttons of your phone on the side of your ear and the screen facing outwards.
So yeah, so like the dome goes away from your head.
Yeah, it looks like a big ear that you're putting on. It's also known as the big ear.
A big fake, it's a gaming phone and large plastic novelty ear.
Yeah, exactly.
And how is Snake
on... You mean it's a 3-in-1?
It is, yeah. How is this version of Snake?
I love that. They made a gaming console and they're like, but it's got Snake. Nintendo's like, yeah, we have the entire Nintendo library available on the GBA. And Nokia's like, yeah, but do you guys got Snake?
Yeah, Snake? Mario and Luigi, Superstar Saga, Metroid Fusion, like all these like huge awesome
Final Fantasy Tactics.
Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah. Pokemon Ruby.
They got the Fire Emblems, dude.
Remember that 1997 Flip Phone Classic? We got that, and you got to buy a whole system for it.
Yeah. Also, the N-Gage is physically impossible to get into the pocket of your jeans.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
And I mean, like, combining...
The controller, it looks so funny, too. So, picture a flip phone screen, like that little weird rectangle. Actually, I have the dimensions here. So, the screen, the size was, it was like a 2:1 resolution,
It's 2:1.
It's 11:13, and instead of 4:3, basically, it looks like a rectangle standing up, kind of like the short part of the rectangle on the bottom.
That's so weird.
And then on,
so it's like thinner, it's like tall.
Yeah, it's like a tall screen, it's not a wide screen. Like on, it's like if you took the Game Boy thing,
I gotta say, a half circle is the has got to be the, and I'm no geometrist here, but it's gotta be the least efficient use of space.
Oh yeah.
For a square screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's literally trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Like, you're...
So it puts the tall screen in the middle, and then on one side it's still a fucking phone, and it's an old phone too. So you got 1 through 9 on the right side, and then you've got like a few buttons on the left side. So you're using...
your WASD on the left side.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Did they not have anybody with like hands test this thing out before releasing it?
Dude, and so misguided.
The concept of like a phone and a game system is fine, and it's sound, and it was probably good for the time, but it really sounds like they botched the landing on this one.
Yeah, and the way that you hold it too is just like so silly, like the taco phone, because you're holding it out like this, and
I mean, phones at the time, like you held them out from your face, so like. I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize it, but
I'll show you a pic. We'll see a picture of it afterwards. The N-Gage is a travesty of ergonomic engineering.
It's hilarious.
For the listeners at home, we'll be beaming the image directly into your skull at some point in the near future. Yeah.
Oh, it's
you're really gonna want to clear your thoughts before that, though. Otherwise, it's getting a little messy.
Well, you will see the image before the episode goes live, so you'll have no idea why you just saw a Nokia N-Gage appear in your mind.
It's because we all need to go out and kill Bob Jorgensen or whatever his name is.
Yap Harston.
Excuse me.
So you guys, I had a Game Boy Advance. Did you guys ever play on one? You know how to take the cartridge in and out?
Yeah.
It's just right on the back, super easy, pop it out.
I had a Game Boy Advance, and I had a Game Boy Advance SP.
It pops up and down.
Yep, very easy. N-Gage, you have to open the back, take the battery out, and then like slide it out of the side of the battery where the battery goes in, and then put a new cartridge in, put the battery back in, and put the lid back on the battery can.
Perfect.
Yeah. So,
God, like, could you just... And like, this is exactly why the iPod... was such a phenomenon, you know?
Was
like,
it because you didn't have to pull the battery out every time you wanted
they
to
They thought
do
about
something?
User experience.
Exactly.
A bit, yeah.
Like, so much. Like, there's a very famous story about, like, one of the first iPod prototypes they gave to Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs dropped it in a fish tank.
Yeah.
And when air bubbles came out, he said, that's proof that there's still room in there. Like, you guys aren't using your space efficiently enough because there's still air inside the case or
whatever.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Which is like... That's crazy, and that's over the top, but obviously iPod did very well.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, it was worth destroying that first prototype for that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I love the fact that, for some reason, their best design, the final thing was just like, yeah, well, you just need the children who are going to be playing on their gaming phone to yank the battery out multiple times a day to insert their game cartridge.
Or, yeah, or presumably, like, it's going to be your phone, because you're not going to give your kid a phone in the 90s? 2000? Are we in 2000s?
We're in, like, early 2000s,
early 2000s
at this point. Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're maybe going to give your kid a phone, but, like, most parents wouldn't at that time.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're going to give them your phone, they're going to be fucking with your battery just so they can play their fucking video games.
Yeah.
Like,
so they can
just buy them a Game Boy.
Snake.
Just buy them a Game Boy, fuck. And to Peter's point, I don't know if you know this or not, but what are the games were available on the Nokia?
I didn't look it up. There weren't very many, I don't think. There was probably small platformers. Like, it was a color screen, but it was, like, very retro. It was lower quality than the Game Boy Advance.
How was the version of Snake, though?
That Snake was fine, but it was... It's called Snake... it was called Snakes, that the way they put
it
on that one.
So, it was it Snakes or Snake S? Because they did Snake S.
Yeah. It's lowercase s, attached to the word, so... Okay.
Snake S cross EX.
Yeah. They also, this one didn't do so well, the N-Gage. So they're like, oh, let's let out an N-Gage 2.0.
What?
N-Gage at next gen or N-Gage 2.0.
Did they put the games on the outside of the battery this time?
I didn't even look up the model because they announced
N-Gage it. N-Gage more like next gauge, am I right?
They announced it at E3 2005.
They had E3s in 2005. Man, yeah. I'm telling my age on this episode, but
yeah. But so the idea of this one wasn't that it was a dedicated system, it was a service that would be applied to pre-existing smartphones. So it's like, if you have a smartphone, you can log into N-Gage 2.0 and play on the go, kind of thing.
It's the whatever Google streaming service is.
Oh, yeah, Stadia. Yeah. Rip.
Yeah.
Stadia. It's a good idea, but no one's playing it
in practice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because we already have Steam Link and xCloud and the NVIDIA one.
It's, I was listening to something about this, too. It's like, once you sign up, you can play, like, Destiny 2 and one other game.
Yeah, but you have to pay for Destiny 2.
Yeah, and nobody else is really playing it on... There's no exclusives and reasons to play it. Like, the exclusives that they do have, you have to pay for once you've already bought the, like, $140 Stadia. So it's like... You could buy an Xbox and then get, like, the... What's it called? The Game Pass?
Yeah.
And there's, like, so many amazing games. And it was, like, $1 for a month at certain point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, why would you get a Stadia when you could just get an Xbox at this point? You're going
to
save more money.
And now Google's blaming the developers. They're just like, well, if people want to put games on our system, then it's up to them to do it. It's like, shut the fuck up, baby.
I heard a hot take that if they were to put some, like, good games for free on the thing, then they would have a lot better... It's Google. They could put the money into it, and then they could sell it better because it's $160 initial cost. So that's better than all the other consoles. And if they just eat the cost at the beginning, get enough people playing, then maybe it would take off.
It's the only place you need to pay for Destiny 2. Like,
it works well from what I hear, though.
I paid for Destiny 2.
Well, I mean, it's free now.
Yeah.
It works well from what I hear. It's just not enough people playing. Yeah. Anyways, that's Stadia. This was fucking N-Gage 2. It came out, or it was announced in E3 2005, came out in 2007, and was sunset in 2009. Like, it just didn't
work. Okay, yeah. 18 months, basically.
Yeah.
How many people, do you know how many they sold?
I have no idea. It was, like, probably hard to isolate because it was already on the phones that existed. Yeah. So it's like, how many people signed up? I don't even know if there's an official sign up or if it's just, like, an app you click on. And,
it was difficult to tell because we couldn't really get people to admit they had an N-Gage, so we didn't get an official count of how many were sold.
And I don't know if Nokia is even a publicly traded company. It might be one of those things like, some, like, Swedish monarch owns it or whatever, and it's not public, so they don't have to release those numbers in any way.
Henry Bluetooth followed by Stephen N-Gage. That's it. So Snakes, that was a game that was for the N-Gage. It was made in 3D, and it was third person. So you were, like, playing from a box.
Wait, what?
You're playing, like, from back and behind the snake, so you're, like, seeing it from
so you can never see where, like, the rest of your tail is, basically?
Not until you turn around.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I know snakes don't have shoulders, but it's, like, an over-the-shoulder camera.
Yes, it is.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And it was, like, really trippy, too.
Snakes don't have shoulders. Snakes might have shoulders.
I don't think they got shoulders.
I wouldn't say that.
I think it's rib all the way down.
I wouldn't say that with certainty.
The lanes are, like, colorful, but, like, the colors are moving. It's, like, psychedelic. And, like, so it's, like, darker in the middle, moving out towards the sides over and over again.
Oh, so it is just a trip where some guy's just, like, on... He's just, like, whacked out on Percocet. Yeah. He's just like, snakes!
Yeah, and he's eating his Percocets one at a time. Yeah. So you're falling around. It ate psychedelic-looking bugs. Like, they were all pulsing with colors, too. While Snakes is still addictive for many, it didn't live up to what they're used to. Nokia made a new version to this later called Snake Subsonic, but it didn't
catch on. Snakes and what?
Snake Subsonic.
Subsonic.
Okay. Subsonic, like below Sonic.
Yeah, like slower than Sonic.
Not supersonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like a fun, exciting, fast-sounding name.
No.
But Subsonic.
That would be just a normal snake. They're all subsonic. They're not that fast.
Yeah. You all just sit on
like people.
Yeah, exactly.
honestly, like hedgehogs.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a hedgehog. Has there ever been a hedgehog that broke the sound barrier? Something exciting.
The Russians may have launched one into space.
Pretty exciting. I don't know if they're native to Russia.
I mean, neither were monkeys, but they sent up a bunch of monkeys.
Where did they get the monkeys?
There's probably monkeys that live somewhere in eastern Russia.
Really?
There's monkeys are endemic to China, so.
And there's monkeys in Japan, yeah.
Do monkeys live anywhere in Canada? Can you get one in BC? No, it's too cold.
You could probably source one in BC.
Oh, I know you
can buy. It's not even a cold issue. They're not native here.
But I can get a monkey.
Because there's like. I can get a monkey.
If you want one.
So matter of fact.
No, I looked it up. I know how, but if I get one, I need to get 8 others because they come as
a troop.
Yeah, they're very much like social animals. I was looking up like weird pets you can buy. And yeah, it's not that expensive at the get-go, but I guess...
Wait, are we talking about geckos or are we talking about monkeys?
Yeah.
Or subsonic snakes.
Yeah. If you want to buy snakes, hit me up. I mean,
is a snake monkeys. Just a gecko that ran so fast its legs fell off?
It got scared and just dropped its legs.
Yeah, exactly. When they go supersonic, they lose their legs. That's why snakes can't go supersonic.
That's how... Yeah, it's very aerodynamic that way, I guess. Yeah. I just pictured a snake in a wind tunnel with scientists like taking notes. And
oh, the colored
smoke.
The mist stream. Going
but
over.
Really, it's just like floppily flying at the wall behind it.
I mean, that could be some easy artwork to put together for our snake episode. I think.
Give a snake a carrot to bite onto, and you hold the carrot while it flaps in the wind.
The eyes, like
little tail, back. Like
it's just that the astronaut G-force thing.
Yeah,
like, going all around.
Snakes. Oh. So Snake Subsonic, that was a new game that came out later, but for now Nokia's other phones were improving, so the company is going gung-ho on its Symbian platform. That's just like, I guess, the new software they're working on.
Guys, we gotta get rid of this taco shell design, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Finally.
What about the fajita shaped phone?
Shut up.
Your Nokia comes with a jar of salsa.
It's just like in their design office, it's just a bunch of engineers just like sitting in a room just with pictures of Mexican food everywhere.
No pictures of Mexican food, but it's just, oh man, what are we gonna think? Come on, we need something. I don't know, I can't think like this. Let's order some food. Okay, bring out some menus, we'll decide. They got like a Chinese takeout shaped like takeout box shaped phone.
Like, two antennas poking out of it.
The Motorola Razr was pizza box shaped. We can all agree.
I guess so. It opens up, but it's like a little rectangle.
It's a little too rectangly, but it's pretty close to square.
There was one of those phones that was a square. It looked like a makeup mirror.
Wait, the Game Boy Advance SP was definitely
that was 100%.
That was pretty square, yeah. That was pizza box shaped.
I probably dropped some pizza on that thing one time or another in my life.
With most things in my life, I probably soiled it with food.
Yes.
I think I still have mine.
I still have mine somewhere.
You guys made a joke in my WoW episode that I dropped spaghetti on my pants while raiding.
But you did.
Now there's a theme.
Didn't you?
No, it's because I blew everyone up with a living bomb.
Right. And, spaghetti out of your pockets. Yeah.
Progress update. I haven't done it again. Well, I did do it again since the episode.
Yeah.
But then I didn't do it again for a long enough time and I'm an officer now. So now people got to listen to what I
think you're saluting.
Yeah.
Jamie called me out for my hashtagging earlier, and I wanted to call him out for his saluting for becoming
officer
in World of Warcraft Guild.
I'm the priest lead. Oh, do I bless or do I salute?
Yeah, you got to pray, dude. You got to pray hard, my dude.
I got soft, soft hands.
Do the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. So Nokia's other phones, this time they're getting better, so they can put better versions of Snake on it. So they got Snake 3.
Sounds more like Snake 8, but...
They did it like...
Snake 8 and pebbles, am I right?
They realized that the over-the-shoulder approach was not the best for the game that they were trying to do.
Not being able to see your entire body that you need to avoid is...
Although, to be fair, they had to try it to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that in development, they didn't have any sort of playtesting going on.
What is the best angle to view a snake at?
Yeah.
Slightly behind its head, I would say. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. What's the safest part of the snake.
What are you trying to
can't bite you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they were using real snakes in playtesting, and that's the only way they can do it without getting bit.
No, trust me. We've tried this.
Yeah. Don't let them loose. Don't hold them by the tail. Right behind the neck. Stay right there.
If you stand above it, it can just whip around and bite you. It's a bad, unsafe camera angle.
So if you had to subtitle Snake 3, what would you subtitle it?
It'd be Snake X 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's just basically Snake X, but...
This is like, fucking Kingdom Hearts.
I'm going to go Snake 3, back to the old ways.
That's not bad.
Snake 3, dream dot distance.
I'm working on my marketing degree. So oh, it's working on my marketing undergrad still, so.
Gotta sell snakes to people.
Gotta sell snakes.
Yep.
Not their oil.
So it's... That's Nokia selling snake oil in the shape of a taco.
Snake oil in the shape of a taco.
So this one, you can see snake. The snake was on a lush green field, surrounded by walls. You got a top-down view. Did I mention in Snake 2 is like when they first introduced the wraparound?
You can go through the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So you
Wait.
Can...
What you, through the screen, you mean through the edges? Of the
through
screen?
The edges, yeah. And you'll come back on the other side. That was the biggest innovation, I'd say.
Like digging from to China.
That's, Snake that's 2. The biggest, and I think most natural from like a hashtag gamer girl point of view. Like,
yeah.
Like adding walls, okay, but even then, you're fucking with like a known thing here. Yeah. You know, like over the
tear walls down, man.
Over the shoulder view is obviously abomination.
If yep. you think of how to beat Snake without walls. There's one way you could do it, and you would get it every single time. If, as long as your inputs were good enough, you just go up all the way to the top of the screen, over one, down all the way to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And if
yeah.
you did that every single time, all the way over in like a zigzag from the bottom.
Not of the all the way to the top.
Why not?
You have to leave yourself room, because when you get to the end, what are you going to do? Now you're in a corner.
Yeah, but then the bottom will... Oh, yeah, I guess one... Yeah.
You have to be one off from the top, and you have to know which side you're going to end on.
Yeah.
Which would change eventually as you got longer and longer.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the AGDQ strat that we were talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. So it would switch every 8, so you had to count like every 8 pebbles you got, it was going to switch to bottom, and then you'd have to like adapt to bottom.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like there's enough strategizing in there for Snake, you know what yeah. I mean? Like sure, it's going to get optimized. Chess is solved, you know? Like,
yeah.
And how many moves are in chess? Like,
people... Yeah, so anyways, you could solve... Like, people could beat Snake. Adding walls just... adds flavor to the game, because all of a sudden now the strategies are different, although the gameplay is essentially the same.
Yeah.
You got wall mode, no wall mode.
Yeah. So yeah, this one has walls. This is Snake 3 at this point. Where are we? I lost my spot because I'm
it's
so
okay. I have
engrossed.
A cat in my lap.
Yeah, it's cute.
This is the perfect time to stop so I can pet the cat.
Yeah.
And describe the experience to listeners at home.
How is it?
She's small and soft.
Yeah.
That cat should not be in a jungle. And the Jungle Book, you remember the guy Ka?
Yeah.
That's what the snake looks like. It would eat that cat in one bite.
He's a python? She'd be just like one dot on the path to a high score.
You'd be a pebble.
You'd be a pebble.
Yeah. So if you know the snake from the Jungle Book, that's what the snake looks like in Snake 3. This one is very much just like a throwback to the old games. It's the same old formula that works.
Yeah, we're going too complicated.
If it ain't broke, my God, like you have Snake on your hand. And like I gotta say, like it could have been a gold mine.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like you said, it was the highest selling phone of its time. And I don't know what other features were on the Nokia phone. I gotta assume
calling,
11 buttons.
All of the sales were entirely due to Snake. Nobody bought a phone to make phone calls in 1997, my friend.
That's what your pager was for.
Exactly.
And then you go home and you use your normal dial phone, like a grown up.
Your normal dial phone.
Your landline.
Yeah. No, your normal dial phone.
Yeah. Huh. You gotta spin it.
Rotary phone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a powerful.
You spin the whole phone.
Millennial energy right there.
Yeah. So
Snake 3 is back to basics.
Snake 3 is back to basics. Then they came out with Snake Subsonic, which was more like the snake over the shoulder. That was also the year that the HTC Dream was launched, and that was the first Android smartphone. This was the beginning of the end for Nokia.
Sounds about right.
Because Android starts to come out. I have an Android in my pocket. Ethan has an Android in their pocket.
No, it's on the chair.
On the chair. We're
gotta observe.
Yeah, you've got an iPhone, which is not an Android, but still,
it's like an Android though.
Both of our phones helped to get rid of Nokia, as well as Nokia themselves for making shit snake games.
I was gonna say Nokia kind of did a lot of the work for
us. Nokia's still a company, isn't it?
So it is. It's resurging now. I'm getting there.
All the internet memes.
Yeah,
that was quite the viral marketing campaign.
Like. Yep. The Android ecosystem took the game away from Nokia. Which in turn, Nokia joined hands with Microsoft to make Windows phones.
Yes, right. My cousin had a Nokia phone.
Alexi.
And it ran Windows. And we tried to we were in a D&D group, and we were like, oh, we'll make a Facebook Messenger chat. And he was like, guys, I can't get Facebook on my phone because I have a Windows phone.
Yeah.
Zach, it's 2015, dude. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, my buddy Alexi had one, and it was destroyed in, like, the perfect comedy writer's timing storm of just misfortune.
Sure.
Where he was tired and hungover, holding it at a bus stop. And as the bus arrived, it slipped from his hands, bounced off his boot, and was instantly hit by a bus. And I remember he was on his way here.
Sad trombone.
Yeah, some guy getting off the bus playing trombone. Like.
He was on his way to like hang out with me and somebody else, and I remember when he showed up, it was just like, I don't know how to describe it. It looked like, you know how car windows don't really shatter? They just kind of like dissolve on the inside, but they're held together by a plastic sheet.
Yeah.
His phone looked like it was the windshield in a car wreck. Yeah. just like a thousand tiny fractures all the way up the screen.
And a snake with X eyes on the screen. Yeah.
And then it was completely destroyed. Still, it could still turn on, but obviously you couldn't do anything on the screen because it was completely destroyed.
Yeah. And buses are like the snakes of cars.
Yeah, because...
If cars are lizards, buses are snakes.
Every time I get into the bus, it gets a little bit longer.
Yeah. That is true. Every new passenger.
And if a bus ever crashes into itself, it's going to be bad.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be game over.
It's going to be bad. One of those long, bendy buses?
Yep.
Gotta watch
Remember,
out.
A short bus is a hungry bus.
Words of wisdom with the Lord, boys.
Yeah. Nokia didn't do great after the Windows phones. Like, we don't know anyone who has that. They're actually coming back now.
Windows phones, I hope.
No. I don't know what they're doing actually now, but I know they're on Android. They're resurging kind of
thing. It's got to be Android.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, from the black and white systems to the psychedelic version on the Symbian OS, the quality of Snake went down in tandem with Nokia, and its collaboration with Microsoft was the final nail in the coffin. The success of Snakes and Nokia are tied together in history.
Imagine hitching your wagon to Microsoft. How stupid do you gotta be?
So, I got more fun facts about Snake. That's the end of the arc of the rise and fall of Snake.
That is so funny how Snake is directly tied to like the market share of Nokia.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Snake really did keep getting bigger and bigger until it ran into itself stopped. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Well, they just got in their own way, really.
Yeah, they really did get in their own way.
So, to beat Snake completely...
is there a kill screen like in Pac-Man where your phone just bricks itself?
So you basically the screen wraps around and you eat pebbles until there's no screen left. So it's possible to do it where the last like pixel left is a pebble and then you eat it.
Is it possible? Sorry. Jump back to Snake 1, I guess. Is it possible for pebbles to spawn where your snake is already? Like, is it possible for a pebble to spawn under you? No, okay.
Not from what I watched, because I watched the world record.
And it was Snake 1?
It was... No, it had the wraparound.
Okay, so Snake 3,
2
Snake
or
3
Snake
or higher.
DX. Yeah.
No, Snake 2 had walls, no wrap.
Oh, right.
No, Snake 2 had the wrap. Snake 3 had the walls.
Oh.
And 2, oh, okay. 2 also added the walls, but 3 added more walls.
Snake 3 being we understand is the
sixth
Snake game.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Look at something like that.
Next time we're at a party, like, well, let me tell you about Snake.
And all our listeners at home, this is why you listen to the Lore Boys. So when you get into drunk arguments about Snake and Nokia and...
You're gonna know.
And somebody's like, who the fuck invented Bluetooth? You'd be like, yeah, Parston did.
Until he was mysteriously assassinated after an episode of the podcast. Yeah. Listened to about Snake.
They found his mouth stuffed full of feta cheese until he choked to death.
So it was actually Snake 3 that the world record was on. I can confirm that because I just remembered because I watched it earlier today.
Was it pre-patch or post-patch?
Snake 3, I think there was only the one version. Mm. The one before Snake 3 was Snakes with an S. That was the over-the-shoulder. This is the classic Snake, but just it looks more like a snake than a black line.
Yeah.
Right. So the world record took 61 minutes and 54 seconds. Of never messing up.
61 minutes?
Yes.
Of never messing up. That is a tough speedrun.
I've never done that in anything.
If you Google Snake Game World Record, if you Google Snake World Record, it'll just show you a bunch of big snakes. But I made that one.
Which is honestly, this sounds better. Yeah. This sounds better.
The video of Big Boy.
Yeah, that's very much one of those, like, I don't know what I was expecting moments.
Yeah.
He could eat me.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video where there's a guy who's, like, slowly panning across a huge snake and, like, the tenth of a second where the head comes into view, it immediately attacks the camera, and the camera just cuts out.
No.
Oh, it's
that
wild.
Sounds scary.
At Perfectly Cut Screams or something?
Yeah, it's like that.
So 61, almost 62 minutes. You can watch the video. It's sped up by 5 times. So it looks like they're doing way more precise actions, but you can also just watch it in a digestible way.
Did he falsify his Snake World record?
Yeah. No, he played it in real time. He clearly says in the description.
I want to see the tool assistant speedrun.
Yeah.
Of Snake. Well, this looks like I could do this.
So what we need to do for this strat here is actually yank the battery out right before you hit the second and last dot.
Yeah.
And then once you put it back in, it actually clones your dot, and you can actually effectively double your score.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't know if the couch want to take this one just while I end the focus here.
Yeah, exactly. We got time for donos?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got about 61 minutes for donos.
Cue the sounds of Ethan eating the things. Oop. Oop from before.
We've got a $4 donation from SnakeXFan111.
I got it's for a good cause, but some of it is so sad. Like, people are laughing on the couch. You're like, look at this glitch. Everyone laughs. And like, we've got a $50 donation. My mother died of cancer yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm here to...
And I'm so glad to see you go through Resident Evil very fast.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, I don't know. It's a weird dynamic.
We have a $12 donation here that says, please help me. My name is Yap Harst and they're coming to kill me.
It's a weird dynamic because, like, a lot of people who are into speedruns are not really into being good at social situations.
Yeah, obviously.
So some of that stuff gets really cringy, but it's lovely.
The blasphemous speedrun at AGDQ is one of the funniest ones I've ever seen. The guy is... fucking hilarious.
Dude, watch the Echo the Dolphin one. There's this one guy who does it, and he is like the quirkiest, funniest guy. Echo the Dolphin speedrun, check it out.
I think Grand Pooh Bear, who's a Super Mario Maker streamer who I watch a lot, he does an Echo the Dolphin speedrun.
Nice.
One of them. He learned it for AGDQ 1 year.
Oh, it's such a silly game.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, sorry. It was Jaws.
Oh, okay.
He did the Jaws NES game.
Hell yeah.
No.
Why not?
Like, learned it and speedrun it just for the heck of it.
Do you guys know another snake game called Nibbler? Have you heard of this one?
No.
So this is a really popular one in the 80s. It was in, like, arcade machines and stuff like that. It had stages, so you had to get long enough to clear to the next stage kind of thing.
And then it's like, oh, this one you have no... The first level one, you have no walls. Level two, you have these walls.
Yeah.
Level three.
Oh, okay, cool.
Level three, you have guns shooting you.
Sure, yeah. I didn't watch a gameplay of it, but that sounds pretty close to it.
Can you beat it in less than 61 minutes?
No. Oh. It was, I think, the first arcade game to feature enough digits on the score to go over a billion points.
Oh, shit.
So it was really sought after to get a high score on.
Some say the man is still playing the game now.
Yeah. Also,
someone somewhere.
The thing about this game is there was really small breaks in between the stages, so
your fingers cool off.
You could do things like go to the bathroom really quick, or like eat something, or do something like that, right? So it was perfect for a marathon game back in the day.
Yeah. Also, not to nag you here, James.
Yeah.
But you could have the score being like a billion points, and being like every pebble is 100 million. You know? Like,
yeah.
Depending on what the actual like scoring system is.
But the first time that they got to a billion, it took 44 hours.
Jesus.
That's a minute.
These snake game people are really dedicated.
Yeah.
I thought 61 minutes was, frankly, way too long to play spend playing Snake.
We got about 2 days for donos.
So the first person to get it was Tim McVeigh, and he scored one.
Tim McVeigh, the guy who blew up the Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's
City
the
building.
Oklahoma City bomber.
I don't. When did he do that? Because I have more information about this guy. Yeah.
I don't know. Keep
95?
Going. 95?
Okay, yeah, no, it's not him. Unless he got out of jail before 2015. Because I have more.
It was in the 90s, I think?
I think he's still in jail. Or he's dead.
For sure. Or he might have been.
Yeah.
A man strung out after a Nibbler bender of 44 hours.
Yeah.
Packed a mail truck with fertilizer and gasoline and blew up a building.
Yeah. Those people at Waco didn't deserve it. They just wanted to sit in peace and play Nibbler, goddammit.
So 44 hours later, it's January 17, 1984, and he did it in 44 hours at Walter Day's Twin Galaxies in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Jeez.
It was 95, by the way.
It was?
And it was Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, I knew that was Timothy McVeigh.
I was like, that name sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
My first thought was like, that sounds like the Oklahoma City Bomber, but I'm like, maybe I'm thinking of something else. That name sounds really familiar. Maybe I know this speedrunner or something, but...
You know what's really funny? Our Jurassic Park title card is his accomplice as a pterodactyl.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And Terry Nichols.
The Terry Nichols, yeah. It's Terry Nichols, pterodactyl terrorist, and all of those have silent P's in them.
Okay, so have you guys seen King of Kong?
No.
So this is like
I've seen King of Kong.
King of Kong, super awesome documentary. If you guys haven't seen it, if you like this podcast, you'll almost certainly love the documentary. It's about Donkey Kong and knocking the records back and forth between this guy who's like so obviously a heel, like Billy Mitchell. Yeah, and he's like a fake 80s guy, and he's like cheating, he's using like messed up boards and stuff, and then this really honest family man who has a game at home, and they're passing the record back and forth. It's such a good documentary. Yeah. You gotta watch it. It's really, really good. But Nibbler, so this was done in the same arcade, basically.
Oh,
if you've
okay,
seen that.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
So
yeah, Twin Galaxies. What Twin Galaxies was like the
speedrunning place.
Yeah, yeah. It was like what started speedrunning was like if you wanted to be like, I have the world record, you had to submit it to Twin Galaxies, and that was what was recognized.
Interesting.
And because of Billy Mitchell and all this cheating and all these other scandals that happened at Twin Galaxies, now like Twin Galaxies is kind of like they don't have a right to be the you know official speedrunning place anymore, just because like. Billy Mitchell was like friends with the referees at Twin Galaxies, so he got to like open up the back of arcade machines whenever he wanted and switch out boards and stuff. And it was
I covered
like,
this in our speedrunning episode. You weren't there, Ethan.
I wasn't there, and I'm not gonna lie, still haven't listened to it.
Yeah, that there's also a guy the game Roadster, which is like a car racing game that you could. It was in the in the
what
manual.
Is his name? That's like the worst. It's been proven that it's physically impossible. Like. Tool-assisted speedruns cannot get as fast as this guy got,
the manual
and
challenges.
He still insists.
Yeah, the manual challenges you to get under a certain amount of time, and then they would send you a plaque if you actually beat it, and then he says he got a certain time, but it's below.
This is in our episode. I remember
it
this.
Is. Yeah.
I remember talking about that at another point. You might have talked about that on the speedrunning episode, but we've definitely talked about that at another point in time.
I'm so into speedrunning.
On air or off air, I do not know.
But, okay, so Nibbler, that was it, 44 hours. Then somebody else, Rick Carter, took the new world record with a
brother
score
to Aaron Carter, I gotcha.
Of 1 billion. Instead of 1 billion and 42,000, he got 1 billion and 2 million. So,
oh, geez.
A lot more.
1.002 million. Billion.
Yeah, exactly.
The Nokia 1.002 million.
Instead of 1.000004.
Yeah. That was in 2011.
People are still doing this.
July 30th of 2011, Rick Carter took it, and then McVay took it back on 25th of 2011.
After getting out of prison.
Of
yeah.
He's been practicing in the yard.
He just like loaded up the van, stopped by the arcade, and then kept on driving.
Dude, he set his original record at 82. Like, in 2011 took it back. This guy's not a young man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, eh? He's like chopping wood. He's like, you son of a bitch. Yeah. I knew you'd be back to get me out of retirement.
fires up his nipple.
It's like under a big dusty blanket in a garage.
Big cigar in his mouth. Like. Yeah.
He's like, no, what he did to train is he played as Snakes in the third person for so long that it's like taking off training wheels. Like, I can see where my tail is all the time.
It's like in King of Kong, though, not Billy Mitchell, but the other guy. And it is so bad that we can remember the villain's name.
Well, because he's so marketable.
It's Steven something.
It's a mullet.
But the good guy is
He does. Yeah.
The good guy is like a family man, and he like has a family, works a full-time job, and he's like just like has his Donkey Kong machine in his garage.
He tells the story of having to like feed his kid while he was on a world record run and like doing it with one hand and stuff like that. It's
That's some power dad moves right there.
Exactly. Whereas Billy Mitchell was like pseudo famous. I don't know. He just used to go to like conventions and stuff, and that's like how he made.
He beat Miss Pac-Man, but it was only in a live performance where
allegedly
there was a doctored card and all this stuff. And he has a bunch of world records, and they're all questionable.
Yeah, a couple of them are debunked, I think.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are questionable because if you get one debunked, we should probably question all of them. Right?
That's what Speedruns Archives does now.
Get the Mythbusters on this.
If you get one that's fucked up, all of them go down. But if you guys are interested in King of Kong, or if you've seen King of Kong, if you've seen it,
it is a good documentary.
If you haven't, go watch it. And then if you'd like that, you can check out Man vs. Snake, The Long and Twisted Tale of Nibbler, where it tells the story of
Tim McVeigh and
Rick Carter.
Rick Carter.
It's a similar in the similar vein. I actually probably gonna watch it because I'm off for 2 weeks and I have nothing to do.
Rick Carter was a member of RSync. wait, was Nick Carter in sync? No, he was Backstreet Boys.
Nick Carter was his own he was his own pop star, I think.
He was in one of those two.
It was Sync X he was a part of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sync X or Sync S?
One of those two. Syncs?
Yeah. So some other Snake games. There's a ton of them. There's a
Snake Pass, which is a lot of fun.
Blockade, which I told you about. It was cloned as Bigfoot Bonkers in 1977. Our Atari made two Blockade-inspired titles, Dominoes and Surround. Surround was one of the 9 Atari VCS, later the Atari 2600 launch titles in the United States, and it was also sold by Sears under the name Chase.
Huh.
So Atari and Sears, both not doing so great anymore, but...
Atari's still around, I think.
They're making hotels. They're making a hotel in Arizona called... it's a video game hotel.
Oh my god.
And...
is it across the street from their fucking landfill with all the DT games?
Yeah. Atari does Gran Turismo, I think.
Really?
I think so, no?
I think they're pretty washed up at this point.
I think so, too. I think that might be their
There's a marketing team that, like, has a pitch for Atari hotels at this point. They don't even exist, but you can buy into them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like in a condo that's not even built yet.
Yeah, exactly. So that's an Atari thing. A similar game was launched for the Bally Astrocade called Checkmate.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
You checkmated yourself, fool.
Yeah, that was a bunch of like retro 80s technology words right there. Yeah. All just like strung together. They don't make any sense anymore.
The first known personal computer version was titled Worm, and it was programmed in 1978 by Peter Trifonis. This was followed shortly after versions for the same author for Commodore PET and Apple II called Worm. Mirka Chase was Snake, but for Neopets. I played Neopets a lot, and I played that one a lot.
Okay.
Yep. Slither.io from
2016.
Like
Snake, yeah.
It's a Snake multiplayer game you can play online. You can type it in your browser right now, Slither.io.
Is there a Snake Battle Royale yet?
That's what it is. Yeah.
It's like the more snakes you eat, the bigger you get. So like there's one person on whatever server who's just the biggest snake and can't be eaten.
Okay.
And he just goes around eating littler snakes.
Yeah.
So like you start and you're like one pixel long.
Yeah.
It's not actually like pixels. It is like full 2D movement, I guess. But you start like really, really small and you just have to try and survive. There's and just as other people join the server, you have to try and like find them and eat them.
There's a bunch of other ones like this. There's, I think, Agario.
Agar.io.
Yeah, which is like you're a blob.
You're a circle.
And you can only take in smaller blobs, and smaller blobs are faster.
Yeah. Oh,
but larger blobs move slower but are more powerful.
I used to play a fish-themed version of this called Feeding Frenzy.
Okay, yeah. And you can spit, if you're big enough, you can spit like half of yourself out to like hit other things since you're slower. Go try
it. It's like you jettison some mass just to become faster when like somebody's chasing you. You're like, oh fuck!
Yeah. It's like the snakes breaking the sound barrier. You snap.
You gotta lose those legs.
You snap your legs off.
The gecko's breaking the sound barrier. Yeah. But yes.
In 2017, Google released their version of the Snake game as an Easter egg. Whenever phrases "snake," "play snake," "snake game," and "snake video game" are typed into Google, you can play Snake.
Oh, you used to be able to play it back when YouTube videos used to buffer before the internet got good.
Yeah.
Are you telling me the arrow keys, you could move the buffering symbol around and play Snake on the screen?
Are you telling me any time that I type Snake into Google?
I think by itself.
I mean, that would be a weird thing to Google.
It'd be really hard to actually research actual snakes.
Just Snake. Because that'd be ridiculous. You don't even say please to Google?
Yeah.
Come on.
Google, snakes, please. Snakes, please.
I heard this thing on National Geographic. They called it a snake. I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
Snake.
Snake.
Oh, it's a video game.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. S? N? A? K? No. E. Click. I'm not feeling that lucky. Okay, hit Google search.
I don't want to get taken for a loop on the feeling lucky.
Yeah.
So now there are over 300 snake-like games for iOS alone. There's like so many of them, and it's all thanks to our friends at Nokia. So thank you, Nokia.
I can't believe
it sounds like it's our friends at Breakout. Not Breakout.
It happened with Nokia first. Nokia did it first.
Well, no, somebody did it in 1976.
Oh, Blockade.
Blockade, yeah.
Yeah, but Nokia.
And then it sounds like the Atari 2600, it sounds like other people were making spin-offs. It sounds like Nokia did it on a cell phone first.
Yeah.
And that's what made it hugely popular. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's it.
Got as many eyes on it as possible.
It would not be where it is
where today. Where it is today, yeah.
Nokia. It's like the Tetris is to Game Boy as Snake is to Nokia.
Yep.
Sure.
Because Tetris was like packaged in with every Game Boy as far as I know.
Yep.
I never got a copy of Tetris on my Game Boy Color.
It would have been OG Game Boy.
Yeah. As is the Sega Game Gear to your trash can.
Yes.
Yes.
Did the Game Boy come out in the 80s?
Yeah.
No.
The first one did.
I don't think
so. I think it's 89 for the big clonky one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The chonker.
Definitely. Wow. Yeah, I think you're right. Well, anyways, that's it for Snake.
That was a wild ride.
A lot more there than I expected there to be. I wrote most of this episode in like 30 to 45 minutes because I thought we had to record really quickly.
Yeah.
I went back and did some fact checking today because I had more time, but I was like, how is there so much to Snake?
Wow. Like the destiny. It's the two snakes curled around like the doctor thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is just like a Nokia cell phone and a snake, and their history is completely intertwined.
It is, yeah. Well, that's Snake, guys. So.
And you are?
James Miller. You can find me at Miller _ 60.
Really struggle with that one.
Duh. I
was like,
got a genuine duh.
You can call me at 724.
Just yell really loud. Yell James Miller, and I'm sure I'll show up.
I don't find you.
Yeah.
It's like Tarzan in the Jungle.
Yeah.
You just do the ape call and it'll hear you.
Watch out for that tree. Where can I find you?
That was George of the Jungle.
Uh-huh.
I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter and at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram or loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up and we will answer you.
Serve, see you a loss, not Romit. Where can I find you, Ethan?
My name's Ethan. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. Please call, text, write, yell our names from the rooftops.
Leave us reviews on iTunes. They help a lot.
If you like the show, please leave a review. Please reach out to us with some suggestions because we're goddamn running out, guys.
We're fucking doing Snake.
Yeah. We've done all the lore on Earth, guys.
Which was a great episode. There's plenty more lore to go. We have more League of Legends coming up. Yes. Or maybe it already happened. Who knows? probably not, but
it depends how productive Ethan is in the next couple days.
In the next day, pretty much.
Recording time, not release time.
If you guys like the show, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/loreboys. You can find all our information at theloreboys.com or loreboys.com. And if you don't trust PayPal and you want to give us money in other ways, you can send us your pebbles because we have some hungry, hungry snakes.
We got to give it to the short bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In return, we do have some short snakes that we do got to feed. Yeah. In return, we do have some tacos because I kind of misunderstood. You know, Peter said taco phone. I stopped listening at the end of taco, so I ordered a lot of taco shells. So send us pebbles and we will send you taco shells.
Yeah, let me help you get that sour cream out your ear there, Ethan.
Well, yeah, it's the shredded cheese that really gets me, honestly. I don't mind the sour cream, but
starting to get a little rank, though, in here. Yeah. A little warm.
The guac between my toes, like, God. I guess that constitutes
a Loreboys out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.